107.7 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and on the phone we have Brooke Windsor, Teen Services Librarian at the Stratford Public Library. How are you, Brooke?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm amazing, because we are going to talk about this very exciting program that you've been doing for, what has it been, 5 weeks?
It has been 5 weeks, yes. In fact, longer if you include the time they've worked building inventory.
Absolutely. So this is the Teen Maker Marketplace. Coming up on May 27th, they'll be at the Stratford Mall selling in their very first craft show. So for people who have no idea what we're talking about, can you explain the Teen Maker Marketplace program that's been going on at the library?
We're going to take it back. Let's go all the way back to the beginning here. Because a lot of vendor shows, you have to be 18 years old to sell in. And a lot of the times, you know, you're just sort of thrown into it in a sink or swim situation. So we wanted to create this program where teenage crafters, artists, all of those fun things could learn how to create their own business in a more supportive environment. We had several workshops, one a week, including like branding, making logos, pricing items, taxes. We did do taxes.
That's so important. Yeah.
It's so important. And then now everything is coming to a head for their actual vendor show, where they get to sell their items and show what they've done.
I bet they're just shaking with excitement.
Oh, absolutely. They are just ready to go. And I mean, we've got such a good group. I mean, they're talented and all their stuff is amazing, but they're just so passionate about this that I love that part the most.
Tell us a little bit more about the teens. Like, they're all local kids.
They are all local kids. They are split between the two high schools. We have some from SDSS and some from St. Mike's. We run the gamut, honestly. We have several that are in grade 9, and then we've got some that are grade 12 and some that are in between. So it's a really good mix of teens who are just starting out and just, you know, wetting their feet, really. And then we also have, you know, two grade 12s who have been sort of forming their own business already.
Oh, awesome.
So do you know the paintings that have been up in some of the shop windows, like the livery yard and stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've seen those.
Two of our teen entrepreneurs, that is their side business.
That is so awesome. I love those paintings. Those
are
so great.
Truly great. And then you can come and buy a print that is just for you.
How exciting. I might have to come do that.
Please.
So the actual market, what kind of things, what products are we expecting to see at this Teen Maker Marketplace?
So we have a wide range of things. Now, we do have a lot of art. So we have art prints. We have cards as well. So like blank cards with art on them. Mm-hmm. We've got buttons, stickers. We've got jewelry as well. We have T-shirts. Honestly, it's a wide range of things, and even some very unique things, including art that is made out of felt.
Oh.
So not really felted stuffies, but like mixed media art using felt. It is very unique and very cool. You have to just see it to understand.
You have to see it to believe it. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, that is awesome. And so the actual marketplace that's happening May 27th on Saturday at Stratford Mall. And Sip and Shop Stratford is also helping you guys out with it.
They are our main partner for this. They have been helping lead several of the instructional workshops. We also have help from Perth Community Futures, which is one of our main sponsors for the library's makerspace. We've had a professional photographer in from Brilliant Imaging Photography. And we've even had the business department from St. Mike's actually help out. They were the ones who did our dreaded tax workshop.
The dreaded tax workshop. That is so great. That is awesome that all these people in our community have come together to give these teens that opportunity. So
it
cool.
It really has spread. I mean, there have been so many moving pieces and so many people supporting this. And we just can't wait to show off what has been accomplished here.
All right, well then let's show it off on Saturday, May 27th from 1 to 3:30. Whereabouts in the mall are you going to be?
So they are giving us an actual storefront that is right next to the food court.
Oh, awesome. Okay, fantastic. So we'll keep an eye out for it on Saturday. Thank you so much, Brooke Windsor from the Stratford Public Library Teen Services Librarian.
Thank you so very much. We hope to see you there.